You've mulled over the idea of creating an internship program. You've seen other ministries start and leverage the power of an internship program. And now you're wondering if your ministry could start reaping the rewards of an internship program. However, you might be wondering, why should our ministry start an internship program? Well, there are some specific benefits of starting a successful ministry internship program. Number one, test drive the talent. Honestly, there are benefits both to the employer and an intern who may become a future employee. An employer, for you, it's easy to, quote, try it before you buy it. You can learn a lot from working with an intern for 12 weeks. As many of you know, hiring an employee at a local church can be a challenging endeavor, primarily because firing someone in ministry is simply harder than other jobs. Internships allow you to test the waters. Here is a human resource reality. Sometimes a new employee makes a solid impression in the first interview, but doesn't really seem to gel with the current team or isn't a high capacity individual. Because of this, hiring someone as an intern is a very effective way to evaluate his or her potential as a future employee. Why not do the try it method? When you try out someone through a summer internship program, you make fewer mistakes when it comes to hiring full-time staff. Number two, increase productivity. Gone are the days when interns were in charge of morning coffee run and menial tasks that nobody else wanted to do. A quality intern can make a real contribution to productivity, to helping your full-time staff avoid becoming overburdened with side projects, and even freeing them up to create more intense tasks and creative ideas, tasks that require a high level or high level experience or expertise. Interns can truly move the ball forward and make ministry happen. Number three, enhance perspective. Interns bring more to the table than just an extra set of hands. Especially in today's world of social media and the lightning fast change, a young intern can bring novel perspectives and even break up the status quo. Interns can also bring specialized strengths and skill sets. Including an intern on a brainstorming session can actually bring fresh ideas to the table. Number four, take advantage of low-cost labor. Interns are an inexpensive resource. The average hourly wage for interns is significantly lower than the $27.90 an hour average for other full-time employees. That's more than a 30% discount given that interns are paid significantly less. Beyond that, you are not obligated to pay unemployment or to provide a full-time benefits package. While their wage requirements are modest, interns are often the most motivated in your ministry. Number five, invest in the larger kingdom. Hiring interns not only helps your ministry in the short term, it also helps build the broader kingdom of God. Now let's imagine that you have a successful ministry internship program and yet you never hire a single person to be a full-time employee at your church from the internship program. Sure, your ministry had some extra hands and some extra horsepower over the summer months, but the larger kingdom of God should not be underestimated. After their internship in your ministry, those kids or students could go on to work at another church and have a wealth of training and resources because of your investment. However, let's be honest, not every intern will go on to be in full-time vocational ministry, but they will likely be a part of the local church for the next 40 to 50 years, serving as a volunteer and investing in their local church context. Internships allow an enhancement to the bigger kingdom of God as a whole. Number six, invest in individuals. Now, it's a common problem. Young people often enter into life and possibly the ministry lacking the skills like employers need, typically the softer skills like professionalism, leadership, communication, and a lot of other things. A successful ministry internship can help close those gaps with real-world experiences and at the same time develop future grads to literally be able to hit the ground running when they start working in your ministry or wherever God may call them. Moving forward, I would love for you to envision an internship program as an intense discipleship experience. It's about influencing someone and their walk with the Lord and to see their gifts and abilities used for the grand mission of God. Number 7, enhance social media outreach. High school and college students typically are social media savvy. A recent survey from the Pew Research Center showed that 18 to 24-year-old demographic, around 75% of them use Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. Not only that, they are informed about current events, pop culture, and the best social media trends. Bottom line, young people are cooler than me, and they can help us older folks know how to leverage the latest tools to reach people for Christ. Number 8, foster leadership skills in your current employees. Now, years ago, I had a successful internship program. I loved working one-on-one with my interns. However, I saw an even greater opportunity as the program grew. While I had the skill set of leading and managing others, there were some other current full-time employees on my team who did not know the first thing about leading another full-time employee. As current employees mentor and supervise interns, they will gain valuable leadership skills. This can be a great training for an employee who will eventually occupy a management position. Now, supervising interns is often less stressful than supervising already established employees. Mentoring and guiding others often motivates employees to hold themselves more accountable and become more effective leaders. In this way, adding interns to your ministry can actually help enhance and multiply the leadership that already exists under your watch. When I handed one of my current employees a full-time intern to oversee, I now had the chance to teach that employee how to lead another. It was a far bigger win for that employee and for the church and even for the kingdom of God. Number 9, improve the overall ministry environment. With interns on board, normal full-time employees have a lighter workload and more time for creative or advanced projects and the opportunity to build confidence in leading and guiding others. Additionally, interns often bring enthusiasm, motivation, and positive energy. The work ethic and positivity can easily rub off on others, improving the overall culture of your ministry. In terms of both of today's ministry needs and tomorrow's ministry future, starting an internship program is an excellent way to grow the kingdom of God.